சோ பிரம்மணஹ அவ்யக்த சக்தி ஏவ மாயா இதி உச்யதே. சோ தி அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் பவர் ஆஃப் தி ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் known by the term Maya, and because it doesn't have existence of its own, it is not by its own, therefore it is called Maya. So Maya itself means what? That which is not by itself is called Maya. And I said there are many words, synonyms of the word Maya: avyakta, avyaktam, avyakritam. Avyakta means unmanifest, avyakrita means undifferentiated, avyakritihi also means undifferentiation. Then I said pradhanam, isn't it? Avidya, ajnanam. Why this power is called ajnanam? When this power of reality is unmanifest, there is no manifestation of harsh. See, manifestation of knowledge and ignorance. See, knowledge and ignorance cannot coexist. Isn't it true? Knowledge and ignorance cannot coexist. Why? They are like light and darkness. If there's light, there cannot be darkness. If there's darkness is mean there's no light. Light and darkness cannot coexist because they are of opposite nature. Paraspara viruddha dharmau. Say, paraspara viruddha dharmau. So, they are opposed to each other. Therefore, they cannot coexist. Simultaneously, darkness and light cannot coexist. Similarly, light, knowledge, and that's why always darkness is likened to, you know, the ignorance is likened to darkness, knowledge is likened to light, isn't it? Similarly, knowledge and dark ignorance cannot coexist. See, if now ignorance of physics can coexist with what? Knowledge of mathematics. Is it clear? That is possible. So, physics ignorance and physics knowledge, they are again a given, certain things cannot coexist. So, knowledge and ignorance cannot coexist because they are opposed to each other. When there is knowledge, there cannot be ignorance. When there is ignorance, there cannot be knowledge. Therefore, when you say unmanifest power of the reality means, and the total power of reality is unmanifest, it is known by the term Maya. Is it clear now? The total unmanifest power of reality is called known by the term Maya. And when there is power of reality unmanifest, what is not there? There is no knowledge in terms of manifestation. There is no knowledge in terms of manifestation. Is it clear? Therefore, because there is no knowledge in terms of manifestation, this unmanifest power is also known by another term, ajnanam. Also known by another term, avidya. And this power of reality, known by the term Maya, always called by different words, avyakritam, avyakritihi, avyakritam, avyaktam, pradhanam, or avidya, ajnanam, is also known by moola prakritihi, or moola avidya, moola prakritihi. Moola vidya, moola prakritihi. Two different words are used. And this moola prakritihi, moola vidya has no beginning. Ignorance has no beginning. Avidya has no beginning. Maya has no beginning. How can it have beginning if it is the power of the beginningless reality? Is it clear? The reality has no beginning, therefore power of reality also cannot have beginning. So it is Maya is what now? That's why ignorance has no beginning. But this ignorance has no beginning, but it can be resolved. It can be resolved. When is ignorance resolved? When there is manifestation of knowledge, ignorance is resolved. Ignorance is resolvable in knowledge. And one more term it has is what now? Moola prakritihi, moola vidya. It's a prakritihi, it has another word. Prakritihi. When you say, why is this power known by the term prakritihi? Because it is this power because of the presence of which. It is this power. Even though this power does not has independent existence of its own, even though this power is, therefore it is not countable, a second reality, even though it is as good as non-existent because it is mithya, doesn't have independent existence of its own, but still it is because of this power alone, manifestation of knowledge, okay, is possible. Power manifestation, the power of reality is what? Because of the manifestation of this power alone, the knowledge, reality obtaining in the form of knowledge becomes manifest. It means knowledge becomes recognizable. Is it clear? It's because of this power, knowledge becomes recognizable. The king is very popular. How? Recognizable. How? Because of his power. Always power makes a person recognizable. So it is this power because of which even knowledge becomes recognizable. So recognizability of knowledge, recognizability of the reality obtained from of knowledge is because of this manifestation of this power. Only because the manifestation of this power, the universe becomes manifest. If the power of reality is unmanifest, universe remains unmanifest. The universe remains unmanifest means universe is not available for enjoyment or experience. Then therefore universe is as good as non-existent. So the universe, even though universe is not created, nothing in the universe is created, but still universe can enjoy the status of the existent only when the universe is manifest. And while the universe to become manifest, there must be manifestation of the power of reality. Therefore, from the standpoint of the universe, which is dependent on the manifestation of power, for the universe to become manifest, this power is looked upon as the material cause of the universe. The power of the reality is looked upon as what? The material cause of the universe. Why? Only when this power of reality undergoes changes, this manifestation, then the universe becomes manifest. Therefore, it is looked upon as material cause. Upadana karanam. But this power doesn't have independent existence of its own, and the source of the power, because of which alone the power can enjoy existence, the consciousness is looked upon as the intelligent cause. The reality obtaining in the form of knowledge is looked upon as the intelligent or the efficient cause. And the power of reality, which is dependent on the intelligent consciousness, is looked upon as the material cause. So reality and its power, are they two different things? No, they are not two. Is it clear now? The reality and its power are not two different things. Like what? Like fire and its heat, sun and its light. They are two. You can't even use and there. You can use this condition and only if they are two. Is it clear? Therefore, we can say, because of this power alone, the reality becomes powerful. Reality enjoys the status of being the Lord of the universe because of this power. Shaktihi. Okay, Brahmanaha, Ishwaratvam. The reality enjoys the status of being the Lord because of this power. Is it clear now? You know, with Maya. Is it clear or not? Okay. And we have there are five verses in the text called Maya Panchakam. This morning I said Panchakam means a set of five. A work consisting of five verses is called Panchakam. Maya Panchakam. Now, why we have to go through samsara? Why is there something called a samsaraha? The life of transmigration, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, everyone has to go through, not only you or he or she or every human being has to go through this cycle of innumerable, countless, cycle of innumerable, countless births and deaths. Continuously, what causes this samsara? We say, samsara itself is possible only because of this power. Understand? Something called power is not there, samsara also is not possible. That is why it is called material cause. And this Maya is capable of, even though it is mithya, doesn't have independent existence of its own, still it is capable. You know what is it capable? It is capable of making the impossible possible. Maya is capable of making the impossible possible. I'll give you the example. Maya otherwise called Ajnanam, isn't it? Suppose there's a piece of rope. Piece of rope is lying there. And you do not, because it is a dim light, you cannot see what exactly is there, and you mistake that rope for a snake. You do not know what is this rope. You do not know what is this rope. That's all. Just not knowing what is this rope is called what? Ignorance. Isn't it? Ignorance of what is. What can ignorance do? You mistake the rope for a snake. Ignorance can make you mistake one for the other. Can make you mistake. Why do you mistake the rope for snake? Because simply you do not know what is this rope. Not knowing what is this rope is what? Ignorance. Once you mistake the rope for a snake, then what happens? You become frightened. Can cause fear. And once the fear comes, you want to get rid of the fear. Why? Fear is not desirable. Fear is not enjoyable. For fear is not pleasant. Fear causes discomfort. Fear causes discomfort. You want to get rid of the fear. Who will like fear? Who wants fear? Who don't mind having fear? Nobody wants fear. But still fear is. Is it clear? Therefore, And to get out of the fear, we do so many things. Fear caused by this perception of the snake. Somebody comes, you know, go to all these temples, pray, fear will go. Somebody comes and tells, you sit and meditate in a corner. Meditate. Will meditation remove your fear? No. Will going around anywhere will remove the fear? No. Somebody tells, eat, forget about fear. Will eating? No. Somebody comes and says, no, sing. Why can't I sing bhajans? Sing bhajans with a loud noise. You know? It's called Moratta Bhajanai. You can sing loudly, sing bhajans. Will that remove your fear? So singing bhajans. Somebody can voice singing bhajans. Sing as classical music. Semi-classical music. Or some folk songs. No singing will help. How many says, no, why don't you dance? Jump. You can jump and jump and jump and you forget yourself in jumping. Somebody tells you, some people who jump also, okay? So jump, dance, sing, eat, drink, why do you fall asleep? Samadhi. Meditate and be in samadhi all the time. Fear will disappear. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Finally end up at samadhi. Whether you meditate through meditation, you have experienced samadhi, or simply by falling asleep, you forget yourself, or you don't know yourself, or singing, or dancing, or doing anything, tell me, whatever you do is what? An action. Karma. Will karma, action in terms of anything, remove your fear? Tell me. Will karma remove your fear? I'm not saying your action is useless. Singing is useful, dancing is useful, eating is useful, sleeping is useful. Samadhi also may be useful sometimes for you, okay? To escape from something. Everything is useful, but they're all useless with reference to what? No, with the question of removal of fear comes. Anything you do is of no use. I'm not saying action is useless, but action is of no use with reference to the removal of fear. But your effort is what? Ultimately what you want is, you want to get out the fear. And some people like to go to mystics. There are mystics and they have some powers. They have that power, this power, and that power. And some people write the books about the mystics. Well, I want to talk about the mystics. Let any mystic has any amount of power. What is there for you? Will it remove your fear? Crazy. And people, mystic powers are spiritual powers. And people like all that. And seeing the mystic powers, a lot of people go there. Therefore, a lot of people go there. They suppose somebody big, therefore I should go. Like a lot of people are going. He or person has some lot of mystic powers. Therefore, you also go, will it remove your, what is there for me? What is there for you? Your problem is you want to get rid of the fear caused by the perception of the snake. Let me give you an example. Because people have a lot of liking, a lot of people who have passion for India and Indian stuff, anybody comes from India. A lot of, even the people of Indian origin who are not living in India, who live anywhere else, and they get carried away by all this mysticism and all those things. Now what I want to tell here, whatever you do, you must be very focused. You have this discomfort and you want to become comfortable. you want to get rid of the discomfort, the pain, the caused by the fear. And the fear is purely because of the perception of the snake. Like a snake, a source of fear. Snake is a source of fear. Because there's a snake will, a snake is will kill me. It's a perception of the snake causes the fear. Is the real snake there? Now you have fear. Even though snake will bite, a snake may cause death and all that. But now, there's no real snake. Now what is the cause of your fear? Tell me. It is the error in your perception is the cause of the fear. And for you to remove the, for you to become free from the fear, to become comfortable, to get rid of the fear, what is it you need? All that you need is you need to correct the error in your perception. See, I'm doing something very important. Very, very important I'm telling you. Here, the fear is caused by what? What caused the fear? The real snake is there. You can say snake causes the fear. There's no real snake. The only snake. But you are perceiving snake. In your perception alone, there is snake. The fear is caused by your error in your perception. Isn't it? And why there is error in a perception? Why do you mistake the rope for a snake? Why there is error? What causes the error? Error is caused by the ignorance of what is. Because you do not know what is rope, so ignorance of what is. Ignorance of what is, you are not knowing what is the root cause. Ignorance of what is the root cause, and the error in your perception is the immediate cause. The root cause and the immediate cause. What is the cause of your fear? The fear is caused by error in your perception. The erroneous perception is the immediate cause, and the error is caused by the ignorance. If the root cause of your fear is ignorance of what is, therefore the immediate cause has to be, is there any way, any possibility of correcting the error? Unless and until the error in your perception is corrected, there's no way of getting rid of the fear. Isn't it? You want to resolve the fear for good. You want to be comfortable. You want to free yourself from the hold of the phenomenon called fear caused by the erroneous perception of snake. The error in the perception has to be corrected. That's the only way you can get rid of your fear. And you are desperately, you are desperate to get rid of your fear. And you do so many things. So many things you do. I'm not belittling any Mahatmas or any Sadhus or mystic people. They are good people, okay. But you must be very conscious. What I want, we must be very clear. So, and when I am desperate to get rid of the fear, because I need to get rid of it, because otherwise it is miserable, isn't it? It makes me miserable. The fear makes me miserable. I need to get rid of it. To get rid of this, only one thing I need is the error in my perception has to be corrected. And the error, which is the immediate cause, the error in my perception has to be corrected. The root cause of the fear is what? Ignorance of what is has to be resolved. For me to know what is, isn't it? Ignorance has to be resolved. The ignorance of what is has to be resolved means I should know what is. So knowledge alone can help me resolve the ignorance. Only in the wake of knowledge of what is, the ignorance of what is will be resolved. In resolving the ignorance of what is, in the wake of knowledge of what is, the error in the perception will be naturally, effortlessly corrected. And if there is a right perception of what is, and any, without any effort, no action is required, no result of action is required. In correcting the error in your perception, without chasing, the snake disappears. Isn't it? Snake disappears. And not only snake goes, ignorance goes. Along with the ignorance, error in the perception also is corrected. Along with the error, the snake which is perceived also disappears. Simultaneous. When the knowledge takes place, ignorance caused error in perception, error caused snake, all of them simultaneously disappear. In knowledge, do you create the rope? You just see what is. After knowing what is, in the wake of knowledge of what is, the error is corrected. When a snake resolves, snake also resolves. There's no real snake. Snake resolves in the very rope. Then there, what you discover is fearlessness. What you discover? Fearlessness. And now, do you really, does this knowledge create the fearlessness? Does knowledge of rope bring new fearlessness to you? Knowledge of rope, does it bring fearlessness? No. Fearlessness is already there. There's no need for you to have fear. When there's no fear, what is fearlessness? Fearlessness need not be attained. If there's no fear, what is fearlessness? Therefore, in resolving the fear, what is fearlessness? Which is not attained newly. But to resolve the fear, the immediate cause of the fear in terms of error in the perception needs to be corrected. And for the correction of the error in the perception, you need to resolve the very ignorance, root cause of the error. The ignorance has to be resolved means all that you need is knowledge. Jnanatyeva kaivalyam. Kaivalya means freedom. Freedom from fear is only because of knowledge. Only through knowledge. That yeva is very important. Jnanat yeva kaivalya. Now, look at this. Ignorance of what is can do what? It makes the impossible possible. Makes the rope perceptible as a snake. It makes the rope look like a snake. And thereby what? This fear is possible. And it drives you mad, and you not knowing, now ignorance being the cause of the fear, you do not know ignorance being the root cause of the fear. You do not even know that the error in the perception is error in your perception because you are helpless. And you try to, all that you can do is you can do something or the other. You do not try to know what fear is, why fear is. You only, you find, search for the remedy To free yourself from fear, you try to do so many things. Instead of making efforts to know why fear is, you only want to do something to get rid of the fear. Now tell me, in this context, whether to resolve this fear, to free yourself from fear, to take ownership of fearlessness, what do you need to do? Do you need to do something or do you need to just know what is? You need to know what is. You need not do anything at all. Action is not required. Knowledge alone is required. Because the problem is caused by ignorance, means ignorance is to be resolved. Is it clear? Ignorance is being ignorant is not a crime. Ignorance is natural. Once in the wake of knowledge of what is rope, and there's no something called ignorance of rope is not there. Just the rope alone is. Very example. Is it clear? What you need is just the knowledge. Is it true or not? True or not? I just want to understand how ignorance can make the impossible possible. It can make ignorance is mithya, still it is capable of converting the impossible into possible. This is called Maya Kendra. Similarly, here also what? The ignorance of the absolute reality. In terms of ignorance of the very self, which is always called avidya, ajnanam, also can what? Can make you look at this whole life, samsara, the life of transmigration also, which is not real. This, the mithya samsara is taken to be real samsara. This jagat which you are experiencing and enjoying, even as mithya, you're mistaking it as a real universe. Why? Mithya is mistaken to be real because of the ignorance. Is it clear? How just as ignorance of the rope makes mistake the rope for a snake, similarly here, the pitch is possible. Ignorance of what is, with reference to this whole universe. Ignorance of what is makes you mistake this universe for real. And not only you mistake universe for real, you also mistake what is not there to be what is. You mistake the non-self to be the self, you mistake the world to be real. There is error in your perception of yourself, means error in your perception of the self and the world. You mistake the non-self to be the self and you mistake the world to be real. Two errors, okay? What can ignorance do? This ignorance of the reality. Ignorance of what is only the reality. With reference to the whole cosmos, when I say the whole, you have to include the whole Without the knower, there's no whole. Okay? Without the knower, there's no whole. Whole means, whole includes what? The knower and the known. Okay? The whole means what? The knower and the known together constitute the whole. So there's error in the perception of the self. There's error in the perception of the world also. The known non-self is mistaken for the knower, the self, and the known world. The world also is mistaken to be real. The non-self is mistaken for the self. The world is mistaken for real, real world. There's error in the perception of the self and the world, the knower and the known. The two errors. Therefore, there is misery in life. And what is it? Why there is error? Why there is error in the perception of the world? Because there is error in the perception of the very self. And why there is error in the perception of the self? Because what is not known. Absolutely, what is not known. With reference to the entire ocean full of waves, what is water. With reference to an ornament, what is gold. With reference to any wooden furniture, say what is wood. With reference to the whole objective universe, what is only elements. All relatively, absolutely, what is not known. Ultimately, absolutely, essentially, non-reducibly, non-removably, what is not known. And that's called Brahma Ajnanam, Atma Ajnanam, ignorance of the reality. That ultimately, absolutely, what is known by the term reality. And that ignorance of what is also is not something else. That ignorance is nothing but unmanifest power of the very reality, what is. Is it clear? That is why ignorance being the very power of the reality, can we destroy the power? Tell me. Can we destroy the power of reality? Can we remove the power of reality? No. Ignorance can only be resolved. Understand? Only be resolved. Because always we have the understanding, no? Knowledge destroys ignorance. We say this. It's okay, initially we say, but actually, ignorance is only resolved. We understand reality, this is how reality is. Reality is always ever powerful reality. It is this reality, absolute reality, is actually the self of every being. Innermost self, essence of every being. First non-living thing or living thing or well-being, well-being, whatever it is, the innermost essence, the self of all the beings is one and it is the same, one and the only reality. So, What is his power do? Unmanifest power of reality, known by the term avidya or ajnanam maya, is capable of making the impossible possible. The universe can never become real. The universe is ever mithya, but still it makes us look at the world as real world. And the whole samsara itself, the life of transmigration, fraught with involving births and deaths, itself is possible because of this ignorance. So unless and until this avidya is resolved totally, there is no way of freeing oneself from this bondage of samsara. And this avidya also can be cause of samsara only when there is half manifestation. This avidya is totally unmanifest, there is no samsara possible, isn't it? And his power of knowledge half manifest is what? Where is it? Only in human being. It's already power of reality is manifest in terms of I am and the world is. Power of reality manifest is what? Knowledge. The power of reality is manifest is not ignorance, it is knowledge. Power of reality unmanifest is what? Ignorance. So what is ignorance and what is knowledge? Knowledge is also power of the reality manifest. Ignorance also is the power of the reality unmanifest. Very important, okay? Knowledge also is power. Ignorance also is power. What is knowledge? Power. What is ignorance? Power. Power of what? The reality. Power cannot exist by itself. When is it knowledge? It's called knowledge. The power of reality manifest is knowledge. Power of reality unmanifest is ignorance. Okay? So when the power of reality undergoes a change, there is manifestation, there is knowledge, there is no ignorance. That's why in manifestation, when you know you are, there is no ignorance of what you are. There is no ignorance of you are. In waking state, do you have any? Do you know you are or not? Can you say now that you do not know you are? No. Why? Now there is manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am. When you fall asleep in ignorance, do you know you are? No. What does it mean? When there is ignorance and knowledge cannot coexist. You can't say, I know I am, I don't know I am. Can you say that? Can you say, I know I am, I don't know I am? Can you say that? Simultaneously is not possible. Here, Shankara Bhagavatpada, taking this maya, how powerful, isn't it? How powerful means what? No. How this power of the reality makes the reality really powerful, isn't it? How power of reality, how the power of reality is, and how it is unmanifest. When it is unmanifest, how it is manifest, how it is. So what is knowledge? What is knowledge? Power of reality manifest. And what is ignorance? Power of reality unmanifest. Which means, for the power, what is the source of the power? source of the power cannot be ignorance. Source of power is the absolute reality, which is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. The source of knowledge is pure knowledge, and the power of that pure knowledge unmanifest is ignorance. Power of that pure knowledge manifest is knowledge. Therefore, the power doesn't exist independently outside of the reality. Means, now tell me, power is mithya, non-countable. Means, you can even now you can say, what is only knowledge. And now let me tell you one more thing. Power of knowledge unmanifest is maya. Power of reality manifest is knowledge. Means, when there is manifestation, the whole world shines. World enjoys its existence. Therefore, the whole world is manifestation of knowledge. So, power of reality unmanifest is maya. Power of reality manifest is knowledge, the whole universe. The whole universe is knowledge. Knowledge manifest is the whole universe. And the source of manifestation is pure knowledge, Brahma. Therefore, the whole universe is Brahma. By making us understand what Maya is, Shankar Bodhpada wants us to understand the source of the powerful reality implied by the term Brahma, which is obtaining as our own real nature. Thereby helps us resolve our identity in that Brahma, in resolving which you do not attain fearlessness, you discover fearlessness. Okay, there is also a phenomenon called a fear. And what is our fear? Fear of death. Shastram has thoroughly analyzed the phenomenon called fear. Fear caused by anything is caused by the fear of death. If a person is free from the hold of the phenomenon called a fear of death, I tell you, and there cannot, nothing in the world can cause fear in you. I'm walking alone, something comes, I'm got frightened. Something I see, so mosquito comes, I get frightened. Small, so many things frighten us. So many things make us feel insecure. Very natural. And our Shastram is thoroughly analyzed. See, becoming free from the hold of fear of death means just understanding the phenomenon called death. What is this death? And what is fear? We need to understand. For us also, we don't need to attain fearlessness. When we resolve the fear of death, we resolve the phenomenon called fear for good, then what is only fearlessness. We don't need to become fearless. We don't need to attain fearlessness. If the fear is resolved, what is fearlessness only. And fearlessness, there is fullness, there is limitlessness, there is happiness, there is joy, there is objectivity, there is freedom. It's exactly like how, of course, we talk about the stillness of water, and ultimately I help you understand the very water. Because you do not see. If you fail to see the water, there is stillness. If there's a pond full of water, and the water is undisturbed, and there's no ripple, there's no drop, there's no wave, no noise, nothing. There is silence, only stillness. And the stillness, what is here? What is here? There's a stillness of water. And the stillness belongs to what? Stillness belongs to what? Does the word noun, stillness, have any meaning without the water? The word stillness, with reference to water, the stillness has no meaning. It means stillness is of the water, isn't it? Stillness is of the water. The stillness is disturbed, stillness undergoes a change, and there you find a lot of ripples or waves coming. And what's the ripple and wave? Many, many, many forms. Many forms come, many waves come in terms of ripples or waves. And all of them resolve, again stillness come. Stillness and waves do not coexist. Stillness undergoes a change, ripples come. Ripples resolve, stillness is. Stillness is disturbed, ripples are, waves are. Waves and ripples resolve, stillness is. Whether there is a wave form or there is a stillness, stillness also doesn't have independent existence. Waves also do not have independent existence outside of water. Stillness has no substantiality of its own other than the water. Waves also have no substantiality of their own without the water. Water is the only substance which alone is the which alone has substantiality of its own. And the stillness also, we cannot say stillness is not there at all, but we are seeing stillness sometimes. The stillness is also water. Waves are also water, essentially. There's never a time waves, water is not. Stillness is, stillness of water is means water is. Stillness is gone, not there. Now the waves and ripples are, still the water continues to be there. The source of the existence of the stillness or the waves is one the only substance called water. So stillness is also non-countable. Waves are also non-countable. What is there is only water. Similarly, I'm going to giving this grossest, not most appropriate example. Some examples. Don't stretch the example too much. Okay, it's only for understanding. Stretching the example create a lot of problems. Should never stretch the examples too much. Any example is not appropriate. Teach Vedanta. All the examples should be understood and we should leave it there itself. Don't stretch it. It will create unnecessary confusions. Just see now, stillness of water and the waves, they don't coexist. Stillness has to undergo change for the waves to be there, and the waves resolve against stillnesses. Okay? The waves disturbed, stillness disturbed is what? The disturbing the part of the stillness is the waves. The resolution of waves is stillness. Means there is no such thing called existence on the part of the stillness of the waves independently outside of the water. The water alone always is there. The stillness is, stillness enjoys existence only in the water. And stillness undergoes a change, stillness is in the form of the waves. And the waves also enjoy their existence in the water only. Whether the stillness is still in the form of stillness or in the form of waves, still water is always H2O. It retains its nature. So clear? Stillness undergoing a change and becoming waves doesn't bring out any change in the part of the nature of the water being H2O. Is it clear? Similarly here, the power of reality undergoing a change and becoming manifest doesn't bring out any change in the part of the reality. The reality is always knowledge, jnanam, always consciousness, always pure awareness. Where there's manifestation, there's no there's an unmanifest power. Power is manifest or unmanifest. Reality is always pure knowledge, the source of the power, unmanifest power, and the manifest power is always the reality. You are here. Now the whole, all the five verses, you're going to understand how Maya is, how the power, Maya is how the power is. By understanding the power, we are helped to arrive at the powerful reality. Arrive at the powerful reality, you don't see the reality as something other than yourself. You see that reality being your own essential nature. Indam aham brahma asmi. Understanding this, what happens? You understand the phenomenon called death, birth, changes, paradha, the pairs of opposites, experience of a pairs of opposites. You understand all, lots of subtle facts. Why there is pain, why there is pleasure, why there is loss, why there is gain, why people behave differently. You can understand everything in the light of the knowledge of what is. In terms of knowledge, you understand every situation you go through in life, others go through in their lives also. It's what things fall in their place. Understand? Some used to use example, if you're walking in a dark room and where lots of things are, you know, they cluttered here, the room is cluttered with lots of things, you walk in darkness. What happens? You may stumble upon a lot of things. You may fall because you don't know where you're putting, placing your foot. And you not only you will get, you will also have fracture and things also will be damaged. Isn't it? Suppose there's a light. Room is the same room with the full of things. But when you're walking in light, you know where you should place your foot. And you know where television is, why this tool is, why this is kept here. You know how things are in their own place. You are not afflicted, do not, you also not cause any damage to anything around you. Isn't it? What is the difference here? The same room, same things, same clutter, but still in the presence of the light, things fall in their place means you are unafflicted. Understand how? Nothing is damaged also. Similarly, the light, when you live in this world of situations, world of things, when you understand the truth, light to the knowledge of what is, you can understand the meaning, reason behind every situation, why this is, how this is. You will respond thoughtfully, carefully, and objectively, with allowing yourself to be afflicted. At the same time, you are safe. That's why knowledge is very important. It helps you understand everything. There are subtle facts. Therefore, we have Maya Panchakam. Why Maya Panchakam? Now we have the text called Maya Panchakam. Just five verses. Okay. Nirupama.
Nirupama.
Nitya.
Nitya.
Niramshake ప్యఖండె నిరంశకే ప్యఖండె. When you break it, నిరంశకే అపి అఖండే. Okay, when you break it, నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. Say నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. So you can say నిరంశకే అపి అఖండే. నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. All of you are able to read the Sanskrit, isn't it? నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. మయి చితి సర్వ వికల్పనాది శూన్యే. మయి చితి సర్వ వికల్పనాది శూన్యే. ఘటయతి జగదీశ జీవభేదం త్వఘటిత త్వఘటిత ఘటనా పటీయసి మాయా. త్వఘటిత బ్రేక్ ఇట్ తు అఘటిత. సే తు అఘటిత త్వఘటిత ఘటనా ఘటనా పటీయసి మాయా. నిరుపమ నిత్య నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. నిరుపమ నిత్య నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. నిరుపమ నిత్య నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. ఓకే, ఐ డోంట్ నీడ్ ద బోర్డ్ ఫర్ మీ ఓన్లీ, ఫర్ యూ ఓన్లీ. ఓకే, నిరుపమ నిత్య నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. నిరుపమ నిత్య నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. మయి చితి సర్వ వికల్పనాది శూన్యే. చితి సర్వ వికల్పనాది శూన్యే. ఘటయతి జగదీశ జీవభేదం త్వఘటిత ఘటనా పటీయసి మాయా. త్వఘటనా పటీయసి మాయా. ఓకే, నిరుపమ నిత్య నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. నిరంశకే ప్యఖండే. మయి చితి సర్వ వికల్పనాది శూన్యే. ఘటయతి జగదీశ జీవభేదం త్వఘటిత ఘటనా పటీయ సీమాయా. సీ, టేక్ ద లాస్ట్ సెంటెన్స్ నౌ. సీ, ఘటయతి. సీ నౌ, ఘటయతి. వెన్ యూ సీ తి, యు నో వాట్ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ టెన్స్ వర్బ్, ఇస్నట్ ఇట్? ఘటయతి. సే ఘటయతి. ఘటయతి మీన్స్ బ్రింగ్స్ టుగెదర్. ఘటయతి మీన్స్ బ్రింగ్స్ టుగెదర్ ఆర్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్. ఘటయతి మీన్స్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్, మేక్స్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్ ఆర్ బ్రింగ్స్ టుగెదర్. ఘటయతి. సే ఘటయతి. ఘటయతి మీన్స్ మేక్స్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్, మేక్స్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్. ghatayati. See? And here, what is that which makes it possible? Maya ghatayati. See?
Maya ghatayati.
Maya makes it happen. Maya makes it possible. Okay? Maya ghatayati.
Maya ghatayati.
What is Maya? Now you know already, the unmanifest power of the reality known by the term Maya, this imperceptible, subtlest, imperceptible, subtlest, absolute power of the absolutely unmanifest power of the reality known by the term Maya makes it happen. Maya ghatayati.
Maya
ghatayati. And then what is it makes it possible? It says and then, Maya, which Maya? Patiyasi Maya. Say? Patiyasi Maya. So, Patiyasi is adjective for Maya. Patiyasi means that which is capable of. So, the Maya which is capable. Patiyasi means capable. The Maya which is capable, the highly capable Maya makes it possible. This Maya is capable. What is it make? What is it which makes it possible? What is it capable of making? Isn't it? He says, aghatita ghatana. Aghatita ghatana. So, this Maya is capable of bringing together what cannot be brought together at all. This Maya is capable of bringing together. What does it bring together? It is capable of bringing together what cannot be brought together at all. Maya brings together things which cannot be brought together at all. How, just as ignorance of what is, how it makes the impossible possible. It makes the non-existent rope, is it a non-existent rope? It makes it exist. It makes the non-existent rope exist. The non-existent snake exist. Similarly here, aghatita means aghatita ghatana. Patiyasi Maya ghatayati. The Maya brings together what cannot be brought together at all. So this Maya is capable of bringing together what cannot be brought together at all. What is it which cannot be brought together? And what this Maya brings together? We will see. See, aghatita ghatana, say?
Aghatita ghatana.
Patiyasi
Maya.
So, Maya, aghatita ghatana patiyasi Maya ghatayati. Ghatana. So, aghatita ghatana patiyasi is adjective for Maya. This Maya, which is capable of bringing together things which cannot be brought together at all. What can be brought together? That is said, Jagadisha Jiva Bhedam. Say, Jagadisha Jiva Bhedam. Jagat Isha Jiva Bhedam. See, Jagat, the universe, Isha, the Lord, and the jivaha, the individual. This difference in terms of the universe, the Lord and the individual. The individual, jivaha, jagat, the total, and ishaha, the Lord. I just want to tell the literal meaning. I'll explain later on. This bhedam. This difference is not possible. Okay, there's no difference in terms of, there's no jiva, jagad, ishvara, bhedaha is not there at all. There's no such a thing called difference between the individual, the total and the Lord. Is there absolutely something called difference? No difference. There's no jiva, jagad, ishvara, bhedaha. There's no difference in terms of individual, the universe and the Lord. But this still, even though it is not there, what is not different is not at all possible. All always one. But still this maya ghatayati, this power of the reality makes it possible. What is impossible is made possible by this maya. What is it important makes it possible? The difference in terms of universe, the individual and the total. This difference which is impossible, it is not there at all. That difference, maya makes it possible. Now we do see the difference. I am different from the world. World is different from me. Don't we see the difference now? The difference is there for us. And we do not know, we talk about the Isha, the Lord. The Lord is different from the world. We look at the Lord as something different from the world. Look at the world as something to be different from us. We see ourselves being different from the world. This difference in our perception. In our perception, there is difference in terms of I am different from the world. World is different from me. The Lord is different from me and the world. So in our perception, there is difference. Really speaking, this difference is not there. The difference which is not really there is here in perception. It is there now. What is that which makes it happen? It is the maya. Why does Maya do this? Because Maya is patiyasi. Maya is capable. Suppose we say patiyasi means what? Capable. Now suppose Priya Gatum patiyasi. She is capable of singing. She is capable of writing. Patiyasi means capable. Maya is capable of making the impossible possible. Understands enough, okay? Aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya. Means what does it mean? Maya is capable of making the impossible possible. What is not possible at all means it possible. The rope can never become the snake. The rope is never, doesn't become snake at all. The rope is the rope. But still, ignorance of what is capable of making you perceive the snake. Isn't it? So perception, the rope cannot be perceived as the snake. But it's impossible for you to perceive the rope as a snake. But still you are capable of perceiving the rope as a snake. What is that which makes you perceive the rope as a snake? What makes the impossible possible? Ignorance of what is capable of making you perceive the rope as a snake. Is it clear? Similarly, aghatita ghatana patiyasi maya means maya is capable of making the impossible possible. It is capable of bringing things together which cannot be brought together at all. It is capable of making you see what is not there really. There is no difference. What difference is not there at all? There is no jiva, jagad, ishvara. Difference is not there at all. Jiva is Brahma. Vaishvara is Brahma. Jagat is Brahma. But still, there is no difference. But still, now you see the difference. What makes you perceive the difference? In your perception, there is difference. It is Maya. Okay? You want to see how Maya is? Maya. It is because of Maya alone. It is this Maya which is because of which what is not there, this difference in terms of Jiva Jagad Ishvara, what is not there really is really there for you now. Is Astha there? 100 is enough today. We'll see afterwards. Okay? We'll read the whole thing again later on because too much of disturbance for us. We just started the class today at least. Tomorrow full day we'll study properly. Okay? Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.